USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
To slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
President Biden remains hopeful his Build Back Better bill, which is being debated in the Senate, will pass. Biden telling reporters he'd like to see it approved as early as we can get it. He adds he wants it done no matter how long it takes. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
All travelers two and older flying into the United States must show proof of a negative coronavirus test one day before travel. The rule takes effect Monday. The previous rule required a test 3 days before travel. Flyers who can show proof they recovered from the coronavirus within 3 months prior to the flight don't have to show a negative test. And if these new regulations have you a little uncomfortable when it comes to traveling, Clinton Henderson is a travel expert. He tells NBC News.
If you decide that you're uncomfortable traveling, call the airline, see what they'll do for you. A lot of times they will give you at least the value of the flight in a voucher that you can use on a future trip.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit died of a heart attack. Trainer Bob Baffert confirming the horse's death that happened today at Santa Anita in Southern California. The horse was caught up in a controversy following the race after it failed a drug test. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Employees in the Big Apple being told to get the jab or else.
New York City will impose a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers in the nation's largest city. The mandate will go into effect on December 27th. Mayor de Blasio on MSNBC Monday morning.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board.
It should be noted the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Africa, where it originated from, is not causing any extra hospitalizations on that continent. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Kansas Republican Senator and 1996 GOP presidential nominee Bob Dole passed away Sunday at 98 years old. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls remembers Dole.
I looked up to him in so many ways, just as a man, politically, but, you know, somebody who is a servant leader.
Dole is also known for his service during World War II. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.